Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. A fierce fire has engulfed Diani Reef Hotel in Kwale with strong winds hindering firefighting efforts. Meanwhile, 31 landslide victims were buried in Elgeyo Marakwet as Interior CS Murkomen pledged government support. President Ruto unveiled an ambitious infrastructure plan detailing the dualing of 21 roads, SGR extension, and JKI modernization, and promised to increase research funding to 1 trillion shillings by 2035. DP Kindiki attributed judicial efficiency to government backing, even as a court blocked public participation on private security sector regulations. ODM Secretary General Edwin Sifuna affirmed his party's stance, and former CS Najib Balala presented a camel to the Odinga family in Bondo. India's PM Modi arrived in Johannesburg for the G20 summit. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics, cabinet appointments where elected officials moved to executive roles cost taxpayers 550 million shillings in mini polls. Meanwhile, President Ruto's democracy pledge faces scrutiny. In Magarini, a 25-year-old Gen Z independent candidate is campaigning on foot for a by-election to address local development issues. In business, President Ruto plans a national infrastructure fund to finance growth without more debt. KRA missed its Q1 target by 90 billion shillings. Telkom Kenya buyback saga resurfaces as MPs push for an audit. CMA sanctioned ex-Chase Bank executives over a 10 billion shillings bond issue. KCB, NCBA, and I&M Group all reported increased profits. That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the onlinekenyan.com.